Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Jai Hare Krishna. So this afternoon's text is from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 18, which is entitled The Perfection of Renunciation, text 18:33. Okay, so Bhagavad Gita chapter 18, text 33, please repeat. Dritya,
Dritya,
Yaya,
Yaya,
Dharayate,
Dharayate,
Mana,
Mana,
Pranindriya,
Pranindriya,
Kriya,
Kriya,
Yogena, Yogena, Vyabhicharina,
Yogena, Vyabhicharina,
Dhiti,
Sa,
Partha, Sadviki. Dritya yaya darayate.
Dritya yaya darayate.
Dritya yaya darayate.
Dritya yaya darayate.
Mana pranindriya kriya. Mana pranindriya kriya.
Mana pranindriya kriya.
Yogena vyabhicharinya.
Yogena vyabhicharinya.
Yogena vyabhicharinya.
Yogena vyabhicharinya.
Dhriti sapartha satviki.
Dhriti sapartha satviki.
Dhriti sa partha sadviki.
Dhriti sa partha sadviki.
Dhritya yaya darayate.
Dhritya yaya darayate.
Mana pranindriya kriya.
Mana pranindriya kriya.
Yogena vyabhicharinya.
Yogena vyabhicharinya.
Dhriti sa partha sadviki.
Dhriti sa partha sadviki.
Dritya yaya darayate.
Dritya yaya darayate.
Mana pranindriya kriya.
Mana pranindriya kriya.
Yogena vyabhicharinya.
Yogena vyabhicharinya.
Dhriti sa partha sadviki.
Dhriti sa partha sadviki.
Okay, please repeat. Dritya,
determination.
Yaya,
by which
Dharayate,
one sustains
Manaha, of the mind, Prana, life,
Indriya,
and senses,
Kriya,
the activities. Yogena,
by yoga practice.
Abhyabhicharinya,
without any break.
Dhriti,
determination.
Sa,
that.
Artha,
O
son of Pritha.
Sadviki,
in the mode of goodness. Translation by this A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O son of Pritha, that determination which is unbreakable, which is sustained with steadfastness by yoga practice, and which thus controls the activities of the mind, life, and senses, is determination in the mode of goodness. Please repeat. O son of Pritha,
That determination
which is unbreakable,
which is sustained
with steadfastness
by yoga practice,
and which thus controls
the activities of the mind,
life and senses,
is determination
in the mode of goodness.
Purport by Divine Grace Srila
Prabhupada. Yoga is a means to understand the Supreme Soul. One who is steadily fixed in the Supreme Soul with determination, concentrating one's mind, life, and sensory activities on the Supreme, engages in Krishna consciousness. That sort of determination is in the mode of goodness. The word avyavicharinya is very significant, for it indicates that persons who are engaged in Krishna consciousness are never, for it indicates that persons who are engaged in Krishna consciousness are never deviated by any other activity.
Om Agena Tibiranyasya Gyana Gena Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Yena Mutale Swayam Kupa Kada Mayam Dananti Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupa Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sarvaitam, Savadutam, Parijana, Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Deva, Sri Radha Krishna Pada, Sahagana Lalita, Sri Vishakam Vitamscha, E Krishna Karana Sindhu, Dinabandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostite, Tapta Kanchana Gorangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vishabhanu Sute Devi, Panamami Hare Kriye, Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sundhibhye vacha Udhitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Namaha Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimadi Bhaktivedanta Swami Yatinami Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschacharya Sacharini Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Yamani Guraja Chayana Maha Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Himadhyaya Divyacha Vishnuraya Tasmi Maha Prema Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna Tritayaya narayate mana panindriya kriya yoginabhya vicharinya riti saparta sattviki. O son of Prita, that determination which is unbreakable, which is sustained with steadfastness by yoga practice, and which thus controls the activities of the mind, life, and senses, is determination in the mode of goodness. Hare Krishna. So this is the instruction being given by Sri Krishna to Arjuna about the different modes. There are three modes: mode of goodness, mode of passion, and mode of ignorance. And in this case, Sri Krishna is talking about mode of goodness, but a particular thing about mode of goodness: determination. Determination in the mode of goodness. So there can be determination in the mode of passion, determination in the mode of ignorance also. But this one is particularly about the person in the mode of goodness. It's particularly important for us because as devotees, we need to, or we are told to, live life in the mode of goodness
And the mode of goodness is the springboard to transcendence. Therefore, our activities should be in the mode of goodness. And in particular, Sri Krishna is saying, service in the mode of goodness with determination. With determination. And he's saying to Arjun, for obviously for all our benefit, for the benefit for all of us, that determination which is unbreakable, which means, and it reminds me of something that, not something, but actually some advice Srila Prabhupada gave to his disciples a long time ago when they were all like in their 20s, and now most of them are in the late 60s and 70s and above 70. So this was like almost 50 years ago. And it was a lecture that was recorded, so I heard it on the internet. And he was talking about book distribution. And some, and at that, those times, a lot of the devotees that had been initiated by him, that had taken the Krishna consciousness, after the class, the morning Bhagavatam class, they have breakfast, and they have breakfast, a group, many of them went out to distribute books. A few of them stayed back to do the altar services and the cooking. But the rest of them were out there doing books. And book distribution, sometimes they would go to the airports, they would go to different places. And just like everything in sales, some people will be interested and some people will say no. But the point he was making about the book distribution is, he said, if anybody stops you and tries to question you about why you're doing that service at all, why are you going around distributing books, this is not good, they try to discourage you, you just smile at them and go on with your book distribution. He was really emphatic about it. You just smile, don't offend them, but definitely ignore it and go on. So you should be determined. So whatever they do, that determination to do that service should be unbreakable. Nobody should convince you to do anything different. And I wish I had his accent, Sri Prabhupada's accent, because the way he said it, it was really, really effective. So if you try this up, you just smile. I mean, go on with your service. So the determination which is unbreakable, which is sustained with steadfastness by yoga practice. In Kali Yuga, our yoga practice is Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Therefore, we should be steadfast in the chanting of the holy name. We should be regulated and steadfast that I'm going to chant every single day the Hare Krishna Mantra. That is our connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the determination which is unbreakable, which is sustained by steadfastness in devotional service, especially the chanting, and which thus controls the activities of the mind. This is Sri Krishna explaining here, it's implied that if we chant in a steadfast way, regularly, then the activities of our mind are controlled like that too, because when you think about Krishna, by mentioning Krishna's name, then activities of the mind are also connected with Krishna consciousness. That is what is implied here. So the controlled activities, their steadfastness in yoga practice, thus, or from that, the activities of the mind are controlled, life itself is controlled, and senses are also controlled. And that kind of determination, once we stay steadfast, that is determination in the mode of goodness. That's what Krishna is explaining here. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, yoga is the means to understand the Supreme Soul being Sri Krishna. So one who is steadily fixed in the Supreme Soul, in a consciousness of the Supreme Soul, thinking about the Supreme Soul, with determination, and the person also concentrates his life, his mind, and all the senses, the sensory, the activities of the senses, on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that person automatically engages in Krishna consciousness, because that's what Krishna consciousness is about. And Srila Prabhupada says, that sort of determination is in the mode of goodness. And then he says, the word avyabhicharina is very significant. So what does avyabhicharina mean? without any break, without any break. So it indicates that those persons who are engaged in Christian consciousness are never deviated by any other activity. First, we come with faith in Krishna, faith in God. That's everybody. Religionists have faith in God. Christian consciousness will have faith in God. And then from faith, we go to associate with devotees. And through devotees, we learn about Christian consciousness. In other words, sometimes we hear directly from a guru, or we hear from other devotees, but guru is also a devotee. So we hear through devotees Krishna consciousness. Now, once we become convinced, and it's the thing that's very powerful about Krishna consciousness is not only factual, it makes sense, a lot of sense. And therefore, we can, it's very convincing because it makes sense. It's scientific, it's a science. So we stay with Krishna consciousness then, and no other type of activity, even at the religious level, can sway us from Krishna consciousness, because Krishna consciousness is actually the highest. It transcends religion. As my Guru Maharaj actually put it, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, he says, Krishna consciousness starts where religion stops. Religion can bring you up. There's no transcendence in religion. None. So transcendence in terms of the lifestyle that people have to live. Religion teaches up to the mode of goodness. That's the highest it goes to. That's why religion is also going to the highest in the material world, which is the heavenly planets, if you follow that. But the transcendence, transcendental teaching and activity and lifestyle, that leads us beyond the material world to the spiritual world. And so to be determined to stay in Krishna consciousness, taking the process seriously, then the mind is actually in the mode of goodness, and the activity in Krishna consciousness purifies goodness also. Purifies goodness, and that is transcendence. So it all has to do with being determined. But where do we get determined? We have to train our minds. That's where the determination, because Maya works on the mind to try to cover to do something against Krishna consciousness. So the mind has to be trained. So a few points about training our mind. The understanding that we have to have is that unless one understands that Krishna is the real enjoyer and proprietor and also friend to everyone, unless we understand that, we can never be peaceful. Unless we understand is that our activity is to please Krishna, to satisfy Krishna's senses, and that's where we get satisfaction from. To please Krishna's senses. Unless we understand that Krishna is the one that's supposed to enjoy, and our peace and our activity and our what comes that makes us satisfied is to do the activities for Krishna's senses, for Krishna. Then we say, we are not the enjoyers, Krishna is the enjoyer. Proprietor means Krishna owns everything. We have that understanding that we don't own anything, that whatever is with us now is actually for us for a period of time to use. We don't actually own it. If we own it, then we would own it and keep it and have control over it forever. And you know that doesn't happen, because one thing called death takes it away from us. That's the very obvious thing, that we never really, really could hang on to anything. And we sort of have the idea about it, because as we're getting older, some things have come, we've acquired it, it's in our possession, but then we write a will. Why do we write a will? We write a will to give it away? But we don't own things to give it away. We have an understanding that it's going to be taken away at some point. So we want some sort of wishes as to where it's going to be taken away to. And that's the will. But it definitely tells us that it's going to be taken away from us. So Krishna, nothing gets taken away from Krishna. So he's a real proprietor. And a friend to everyone. Krishna is a well-wisher of those who take Krishna consciousness seriously. Those who are in the spiritual world, he relates to them. They have no anxieties. Those who are here and have turned their attention to Krishna, he is in fact the well-wisher in terms of protection and help to grow in Krishna consciousness. So unless we have that understanding, tell the mind that this is the situation. Krishna is the real enjoyer, he's the real owner, and he's also the real well-wisher. When we understand that, then we are peaceful. Anything against that doesn't give us any peace. And there is peace when the mind is satisfied. If the mind is disturbed, then there can never be any peace. So these 3 points, that Krishna is the real enjoyer, proprietor, and friend to everyone, we need to tell the mind all of the time. We need to speak to the mind. The intelligence should control the mind. So, the senses. The mind is what satisfies the senses. Even one of the senses that the mind focuses on, if the mind focuses that sense in material enjoyment, then that particular sense can ruin our Krishna consciousness. So there cannot be happiness unless there is peace, and there can't be peace unless the mind is steady and the mind is controlled. So the first 3 points about understanding Krishna is the real enjoyer, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's a proprietor, and he's also in our corner. He's a friend to us, those who take the Krishna consciousness. That understanding should be there. Then that person can be peaceful. Okay. Now, it is not possible to control the mind as long as we are attached to material things. It's not possible. It's not possible to control the mind as long as we are attached to material things. Therefore, anything that we have, and we all have material things, as long as we have home, we have material things, they should be used on a regular basis in service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees. So we have things, but when we are using them in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then that gives us the safety of detachment. Otherwise, everything is for me, this is for me, I'm going to do it like this, I'm going to do it like that. Next thing you know, you're so attached to it that when something happens and we lose that thing, then we get very upset. So material attachment or aversion, which is against Krishna consciousness, material attachment and aversion causes agitation. Our mind becomes very, very agitated. If we have something, we become very attached to it, or if we want something that we don't have, we want it, but somehow we're not able to get it, then the mind becomes very, very agitated. And all of these things, and especially when the mind gets agitated, if you've been in Krishna consciousness for a while, you know this. If anything material causes us, our minds to get agitated, immediately Krishna begins, immediately Maya begins to suggest material things to do. But you know, you're so agitated, you're so confused, you're so upset, you're so morose. Why don't you do this material thing, because it's going to give you happiness? Then, if you soon as that is the time when people, the mind's agitated, that's when we're most vulnerable to Maya's suggestions. And Maya will not suggest go to Krishna. No. Maya says, oh, well, this other thing you can do, and you'll be happy. You'll be happy. As soon as we buy into that, that's trouble for us. So, the point is, we can't make our minds blank. It's not possible. We have to think of something. The mind itself actually never suffers. The mind itself, it doesn't. But it causes suffering though. What if he puts in us, if it's material, and then we just go through suffering? It makes the consciousness suffer, it makes the soul suffer, because the soul ultimately wants to go back to Godhead. But the material things, if we accept them, that the things that are against the Krishna consciousness, then of course we're keeping a longer period here in the material world when the soul really needs to go back home to Godhead. And therefore, sooner or later, the effect of all of those mental things that are material that we bought into will begin to affect us in a negative way spiritually. So the world is changing. I mean, we can't stop that. Change takes place at a gross level. Change takes place at a subtle level. That is always going on. The mind is at a subtle level. And as we know, we cannot do things anywhere close to how the mind changes. The mind can change very, very, very quickly. Far faster than we can keep up with doing actual physical things. Therefore, the mind has always got to be involved in Krishna consciousness. That's why Sri Rupa Goswami says, always think about Krishna and never forget Krishna. The safety net for the mind and for our soul, the safety net for our soul is to have the mind always thinking about Krishna and never forgetting Krishna. The easiest, which is what in Kali Yuga, is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Therefore, in short, what we're really saying is keep chanting all the time. Keep hearing about Krishna all the time. If you're not chanting, then you should be playing music about Krishna or watching a movie about Krishna. Much of what you do, your television should be telling you about Krishna. Your computer, you turn it on, it should remind you about Krishna. Whatever you have in the face, when it comes on, immediately you have you thinking about Krishna. That way, then the mind is thinking about something, but since you're directing it to Krishna, then it will just think about Krishna. Like that. So, when we try to get happiness materially, whatever we think happiness is materially, as Guru Vinaya Maharaj says, that there is nothing like enjoyment materially. Those who say they enjoy materially, they don't know what real enjoyment is. There is real enjoyment, spiritual enjoyment, which anything material doesn't come close to it. But temporary material, you know, people get into it to make us forget the suffering temporarily, the suffering that we're going through. In the material world, everybody is suffering. Krishna says from Brahmaloka down to the worst of the hellish planets, there's all places of suffering. But then we hear about Brahmaloka and so many, so much opulence is there. So why is Krishna saying that there's suffering even at Lord Brahma's abode? Well, there is sense gratification. Even here there is sense gratification. And the sense gratification is actually what makes us suffer. Why? Because if we get into sense gratification will never make us leave the material world. And as long as we're in the material world, suffering also comes. We can't escape it. We can't escape suffering. Even in the medium planet that we are at, still, there is suffering. Why? Because there's disease. Okay? And there's old age. And the different types of suffering, even from the demigods, the kleshas, today, we have nice weather. Arguably, in winter, middle of February, we have nice weather. How long would it last? Maybe through the week? Whether it lasts through the week or not, we have no say. Ice can come, snow can come, blizzard can come at any time. And it's like, we don't get any consideration that the body can take this kind of heat, so let's just have this type of heat. No, it's either too hot, too cold. Most of the time, a few days in the year, it's nice. And so we're just a little, we can say lucky that today is this type of weather. So that people aren't suffering too much when it's supposed to be winter and usually much, much, much colder than this. But the point is, we have no say in it. Anything just gets thrown at people in the material world, it's like that, just gets thrown at us. And it's take it or leave it. So that's not a situation of peace at all. Yes, we have good weather today, but what will happen tomorrow? We don't know. And if it's bad, we have no say, we have no way to change it. So then this is a suffering condition. Some people say, well, I have money, therefore I'm all right. But you can't control the weather either. It doesn't matter what you have. You have you're definitely controlled by the effects, people's mind, other people, and what they do and say. Especially those who are in this country, the richest people here, they can't just walk down the street. They can't just go to a supermarket. I remember one time, and this is before I heard about digital consciousness. I was in Maryland, and I got up one time early in the morning, and there were some groceries I was short of. I was single then. I was not even married at that time. So I decided, you know, the supermarket is only 10 minutes drive, so I'll just go get a few things and so that I can prepare to go to work in the morning. So I go, and I'm in the aisles looking for a few things to buy. And then I saw this woman. And as soon as I saw her, I recognized who she was. She was the news anchor, those television news anchors that come in the evening. And so, of course, her face is quite calm. Everybody knows, you know, who she is. And I saw her in the aisle. Now, this was like 5:30 in the morning now. Very early. This is a 24-hour grocery market. And so, as soon as I knew her by name, too, because they have to announce themselves by name, right, every time. So as soon as I saw her, I called out her name, and I was very happy to see her. She immediately cringed. She was very fearful. So now, I felt bad that I even, you know, called out her name, because she realized that I had recognized her, and she's in fear. So me being happy to see her, she got fearful. And so I said, oh, I'm sorry, excuse me. And then I didn't continue any conversation. I just walked away because it was obvious she was fearful. So I had to walk away to leave her alone. She's famous, she's popular, and this is how she's living her life. So clearly, she probably comes early to get her groceries, so there are not many people in the store at that time. I just happened to go early and then ran into her in the aisle. And she was the only one in the aisle, too. And I just ran into her, and that was the reaction I got from her. So, how is that happiness? How is that happiness? So this is the way the world is. Yes, actually suffering. She lives in fear, being careful, you know, who comes close to her and things. I just feel sorry for her, actually. So, material happiness is just a temporary relief. For example, let's just take you are in the vicinity of one dangerous insect or dangerous reptile. Let's just say a scorpion. I'll just take a scorpion. Because if you get close to it, it will either sting you or it will bite you with its claws. So when you are in the vicinity of such, you know, a creature, and because you're close and it keeps biting you or stinging you, then you know you're in a suffering condition. Right? This is material world. If you cover the scorpion with a cloth, the cloth big enough to cover it, then that will temporarily stop the scorpion from giving you any kind of misery. But it doesn't mean that the scorpion is gone. It means the threat is still there though. You just temporarily covered it. So, without physically removing the scorpion or removing ourselves from the place that the scorpion is, then the problem will not go away permanently. It can happen at any time. All that happens is the cloth needs to come off, we're close to it, and there's trouble. So material happiness, so-called material happiness, is the cloth that covers the scorpion. So it feels like temporary relief, but the problem is always there. Just to give an example, we are a little temporarily relieved because of the weather today, temporarily. But it can change at any time. This is February. It can change at any time. And then we'll have to get on big coats and so on. Be careful about how we drive and so on. So, determination goes also with humility. If you're determined, we always have to be humble so that our false ego doesn't get the better of us. We are determined, therefore we are doing things better. And the Maya will say, yes, you are better than this other guy who's not serving like you are doing. Okay, and so always have to be careful about being humble, even when we are determined in devotional service. Now, it brings one story about determination. See, the Prabhupada told the story. The small sparrow, female sparrow, laid eggs in the bank of the ocean. And the ocean's tide came and carried the eggs into the ocean. So the sparrow lost its eggs. And the sparrow at once demanded for the ocean, bring back my eggs. The ocean is much bigger than the sparrow. What can the sparrow do to the ocean? So the ocean just simply ignored it. And the sparrow was determined, very determined, to get her eggs back. And threatened, you don't give my eggs back, I'm going to drink you up. The small sparrow in the ocean. So the ocean, if you think about this, this sparrow can't be serious. But she was. And started taking a small amount of water in his beak and putting it aside, something he can drink, and he's trying to basically go after the ocean to get the eggs back. Well, everybody that saw the sparrow started laughing at it because obviously it's not possible to do this. So then the word went around, there's a small sparrow trying to drink the ocean. Then the word went around and it got to Garuda. And Garuda is a gigantic bird, huge bird. So when Garuda heard about it, so he came to the place where the sparrow was and heard the sparrow's story. And then he promised to help. So then Garuda told the ocean, you bring back the eggs or else. And the ocean got scared, and as Srila Prabhupada said, the eggs were actually returned to the sparrow. So we are like the sparrow. Maya is much bigger than us in terms of what it can do to convince us to do the wrong thing. We are going against a huge current. But, like the sparrow got help from Garuda, when we just try against all odds in Krishna consciousness, and there are so many odds around us, it's so hard to do, everybody as a non-devotee is doing something different from what we do. But if we stay determined to act in Krishna consciousness, then Krishna will help. But we have to show that we are determined to keep Krishna consciousness against all odds. Then Krishna will help. Because in Bhagavad Gita it says, Tesha Satatam Vitanam, Pajata Pritipu Vikam, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam, Yenamam Upayantite. Which is, those who are constantly devoted. A constantly devoted person is a determined person who do it constantly. A constantly devoted person, determined to worship me, devoted to me, and worships me with love, that person I give the understanding by which they can come to me. So Krishna is saying, those who are constantly devoted and they worship me with love, means those who are determined to worship, those are the ones that are able to do it constantly. He will give the understanding by which we can come to me, which means that he will reveal himself, will get us even more excited and more enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness. So he says, be determined and I will definitely help. And so that is in fact the understanding that we need to have, because Maya will try to distract us daily. Daily. Maya does not stop. Maya will try to distract us. So, to wrap up, actually, goodness, what is goodness? Because we talked about determination and mode of goodness. But a person that's a mode of goodness is, one, a compassionate person. A compassionate person is an empathetic person, a person that feels the pains of others, a person who is helpful, a person who is selfless, that is, they put other people before them, what other people need, one of them. Selfless in all aspects of life. And for especially devotees, a person that's not offensive. A person that's not offensive. So a compassionate person, a helpful person, a selfless person, and a person who is not offensive is a person acting in the mode of goodness. And Sri Krishna is saying, we have to have determination to stay the course. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, we need to remember that three things, that Krishna is a real enjoyer, Krishna is a real proprietor, and Krishna, for anybody that takes Krishna consciousness seriously, Krishna is a well-wisher. Then that's where we can be peaceful. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. We can stop here? This point's 5:30. Okay. So before we start, any questions or comments that anyone may have? Questions or comments? Hare Krishna, yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna,
I'm a little confused. Mind is a controller or is a part of the senses? Because if you satisfy any of your senses, but pleasure will go towards your mind. Mind will be the enjoyer. But what you are saying is, if you think Krishna is a real enjoyer, then everything will be sorted out. How it's, I'm just confused. Mind is a senses, part of the senses or a controller?
Mind, okay, the way mind works is the senses are the ones that want to enjoy the sense object. And so they appeal to the mind. Do something. So then the mind helps us to be put in a situation where we can enjoy that particular sense. You know, as if I want to do something in Christian and for material enjoyment, suppose I want to do something for material enjoyment, there has to be a way to go about it. We know what sense we're going to use. Say, suppose I want to go drink alcohol. So we know what sense we're going to use for that. Okay, but then we have to get to ourselves to a situation where that particular alcoholic beverage will be available. We use the mind for that. Okay, so the mind is the one that helps the senses to do the sense enjoyment. That's how it works. But when we understand that Krishna is a real enjoyer, then what Krishna says to do and not to do, we follow that. Then there's enjoyment that comes, satisfaction that comes, but that is from the soul. That's internal satisfaction, not sense gratification. That's the difference. That's from the soul. And it is very peaceful, it is very satisfying, and many of the things that distract us, once we begin to get that kind of, even a smidgen, a small amount of enjoyment from the soul, that because we're taking Krishna consciousness seriously, then we become detached from those things that are material. Things that we think, we used to think that would give us happiness, now we're not interested in it anymore. Because there's a difference. Okay, so that's how that works. Hare Krishna. Any other questions or comments? Any comments or any more questions? Okay. So we're going to stop here, but I'm going to, because a few people just walked in, I'll just say the same thing that you heard for their benefit also. One who understands that Krishna is a real enjoyer and a real proprietor and a friend to everyone, that person is the one that's always peaceful. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Rantrashmat Bhagavad-gita ki Nithai Gora Pramanande. Thank you for tolerating me. Hare Krishna.